and from the High Kings, we're going to the Chieftains. And we're still in Galway. They're telling us all about the Galway Shawl. Near Oranmore in the County Galway, which is a lovely little town in Galway. One pleasant evening. Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let them sing it for you. The Chieftains and the Galway Shawl.
Near Oranmore in the County Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel. She was fair and handsome, and her beauty nearly took my breath away. Wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl. And she kept on talking till her father's cottage it came into view. Said she, "Come in, sir, and meet my father, and pray to please him, the foggy Jew. I fled the black wood, stack of Arnie, or Rodney's glory, and the foggy dew. She is sighing each note like an Irish linnet, till tears come into her eyes so blue. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, the powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with her ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl. 'Twas early, early, all in the morning, I took the road for old Donegal. She sighed and kissed me, then she said, "Goodbye, sir, but my heart remains with that Galway shawl." She wore no jewels, costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl.
And around her shoulder was a Galway shawl. That was a version by the Chieftains. I like that one. Here's somebody we don't hear too often on Sounds Irish, Brendan Shine from Roscommon himself, but he's singing about the beauties of County Down.
When springtime sows her blossoms to the valleys, and sunlight bursts like diamonds through the trees, when the fields all look embroidered with the vivid glow of daisies, and the rivers wash the mountains to the seas, daylight gives the morning mist a shiver, and autumn leaves a blaze of golden brown. When evening skies are waving to a cloud of homing swallows, and winter comes to rest in County Down,
I hear the warm lilt of Irish laughter through the greenest pastures ever found, and all my dreams of a life hereafter in the loving arms of County Down. I hear the warm lilt of Irish laughter through the greenest pastures ever found, and all my dreams of a life hereafter in the loving arms of County Down. La 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 la, and all my dreams of a life hereafter in the loving arms of County Down. I hear the warm lilt of Irish laughter through the green.
But now we're going from County Down right across the Atlantic to the city of Chicago, because here Christy Moore is singing for us. It's a very short little song, but it tells the story of the famine. Now, we've spoken about the famine countless times on Sounds Irish, the famine that hit Ireland around 1847, when most of the people's staple diet was potatoes, and the blight came and struck the potato crop. And for quite a few years afterwards, there was famine in Ireland, and people had to leave. Over a million left Ireland to go and seek their fortune and to go and find food somewhere else. And a lot of them, as I say, went across to the United States, and some of them finished up in the city of Chicago. Here's Christy Moore.
In the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. '47 was the year it all began. Deadly pains of hunger drove a million from the land. They journeyed not for glory, their motive wasn't greed. A voyage of survival across the stormy sea.
To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. Some of them knew fortune, and some of them knew fame. More of them knew hardship, died upon the plain. They spread throughout the nation, they rode the railroad cars, brought their songs and music to ease their lonely hearts.
To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal.
Stark reminder of one of the saddest parts of Irish history there, and that was Christy Moore and his interpretation of The City of Chicago. Recently on the program, I've been playing you Sean O'Shea's version of Will You Go, Lassie Go. We're going to hear another version of it, and I think this is a beautiful version from Jim McCann.
The summertime has come, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to Palm Wild Mountain Time, all around the booming heather. Will you go, lassie? I will build my love above by yon pure crystal fountain, and around it I will place all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie? And we'll all go together to Palm Wild Mountain Time, all around the booming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? If my true I would surely find another to pull wild mountain time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie?
Stowns Irish Limisha Joe Bollard. And now the beautiful haunting sound of the Celtic Orchestra and the Lark in the Clear Air. This is wonderful.
Thank you.
Now, I'm going to play a track by Nathan Carter. And when I say Nathan Carter, a lot of people, well, they expect sort of country and Irish, but this is not quite that. For many years, when people emigrated from Ireland, they went to Liverpool, which is sort of the next door port in the UK. It was the nearest one. They just got the boat over to Liverpool. Many of them stayed in Liverpool. And in fact, at one time, Liverpool used to be known as the capital of Ireland. So many Irish people lived there. But then, of course, some of them moved on and went northwest to Manchester, and others went south to through the Midlands to Birmingham, Derby, and then others went on to London. Some stayed in Liverpool. In fact, my own family did just that. We emigrated from Dublin to Liverpool. But in today's world, many people, well, they just fly. It's about a 20-minute flight, maybe half an hour flight from Dublin to Liverpool. But in those days, everybody took the boat to Liverpool. And this is what Nathan Carter is telling us all about. The boat to Liverpool, and he gets over to Liverpool, and he has a ball over there playing music and working and mixing with all the Irish crowd. Nathan Carter, The Boat to Liverpool.
Sailed away from the old North Wall, traveling feet gave me the call, leaving a suitcase in my hand. With the price of a pint, didn't need a bite. There was good old crack on the boat that night as we left our homes in Ireland. Now the lights, they flickered from the shore, the boat was rocking to and fro, heading for the Ducks of Liverpool. Oh, we sang and danced the night away, the squeeze bucks and the fiddle played, stepping off the boat in Liverpool. Boy. Rise up at the crack of dawn, working hard the whole week long, nighttime I play me old guitar. How we sang together on and on, side by side and standing tall, the crack was good down in the Liffey bar. The lights, they flickered from the shore, the pub was rocking to and fro, down beside the docks of Liverpool. How we sang and danced the night away, the squeeze back sign the fiddle played, stepping on at night in Liverpool. Came I'll have you know, leaving that old suitcase in my hand. And the time has come to bid adieu to me good old pals in Liverpool. Tomorrow I'll be back in Ireland. The lights they flickered from the shore, the boat was rocking to and fro, and from the docks of Liverpool. Thank you.
I don't know what I was talking about there. Of course that was country and Irish, and very good country and Irish from Nathan Carter, with a little bit of the quote from The Leaving of Liverpool at the end. I was impressed with that, and I like that. We'll hear that track again in the not-too-distant future. Maybe it's because I have Liverpool connections. And we're still in the country and Irish mood, because here's one of the greatest musicians of late that's come out from Ireland for the past number of years, Michael English, a multi-talented man, sings some wonderful stuff, including this track. And listen to the lyrics.
As I take a look around, what do I see? Lots of smiling faces, smiling back at me. What's the use in crying? It only brings you pain. We play the music and we don't like the rain. My song is true, your smile is warm, making me glad that I've been born. Health and wealth, a clear blue sky. I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye. I'd write a never-ending love song. If life was a page, we'd sing and dance forever, the world being our stage. Don't look in the mirror, don't listen to it yell, and may all your wishes end with a well. My song is true, your smile is warm, making me glad that I've been born. Hell and wealth, a clear blue sky. I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye. Au revoir, so long, now we must end. But you are my heroes and I am your friend. Feel free and easy like a bird on a tree. And one more time, listen to me. My song is true, your smile is warm, making me glad that I've been born. A clear blue sky, I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye. I love hello, and I sure do hate goodbye.
Michael English, and I sure do hate goodbyes. Well, Michael, we're not going quite yet because there's still a little bit of the programme to play. So stay with us, because here we've got John Kelly. Now, I've become a big fan of John Kelly over the last year or so, and I've been playing quite a lot of his music on Sounds Irish. And why not when he comes up with tracks like this?
There's a land decree across the sea, you'll miss it someday yet. There's a memory you'll cherish and you never will forget. If you want to know just where to go to fill that endless dream, find the land they call Old Innisfail, that little isle of green. It's filled with peace and beauty, from nature's open door. From its mountains soaring in the sky to its valleys down below, and its forests tall stand over all the finest ever seen. Sure you won't forget the folks you've met on that little isle of green. For their eyes have seen its beauty, other lips have spoke its praise of its mansions and its castles, the scenes of bygone days. And every heart beats faster for an Irish colleen as she sings so sweet where the waters meet on that little isle of green. St. Patrick loved this land above all others he had seen, and the emigrant returns to it no matter where he's been. As he makes his way to his cottage gray beside the old Boreen, sure he's glad he came to see again the little Isle of Green. Sure he's glad he came to see again that little Isle of Green.
That was John Kelly, the man from County Mayo, bringing our programme of Sounds Irish to a close this week. And I've got to say, it has been a very mixed programme, has it not? Well, I think so. I've enjoyed every one of those tracks, and I hope you've enjoyed, well, at least some of them. And if you have, or even if you haven't, drop me an email, everton274@sky.com. You don't need to put my name, just EVERTON 274@sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Friends, this is Joe Bollard signing off for this week. I hope all is well in your world, and if it's not, I pray that you will be given the strength to cope, and I'm sure you will. May good God bless you and yours, and of course me and mine. And no matter what radio station you're listening to me on, I hope you've enjoyed the programme. May good God bless you all. Take care. Travel safely. Sloan. Bye.